Hi, everybody. I'm Sweeney Murdy. Welcome back to WFAN's Baseball Insiders Yankees Spring Training Podcast for Monday, March 22nd. Gleyber Torres is such a valuable piece to the New York Yankees. He is their shortstop, and he struggled a little bit there defensively, trying to assert himself there. He did not have a good offensive season in 2020, trying to bounce back. By all accounts, he came into camp this year in really good shape and has looked much better than he did earlier, than he did last year, especially in the summer camp leading into the 60-game season. It's a big year for Torres, big year for the Yankees, and he's leaning on some people, and one person in particular that, maybe you wouldn't put together. Gleyber Torres has a very special relationship with DJ LeMahieu, and it's a little odd because DJ LeMahieu, the machine, is just kind of quiet, right? I wouldn't think he'd talk to anybody. Well, Gleyber Torres chats him up, and he detailed a little bit of that with reporters earlier on Monday. This is Gleyber Torres telling us first why DJ LeMahieu is a player that he looks up to.
I mean, DJ, he's do everything in both leagues. I mean, National League, and now with American League, 3 Gold Glove, 3 All-Star game. I mean, it's amazing. He do something like I need to learn to do the same thing he doing. And I think it's nothing better than DJ example. So I just try to learn everything I can possible every time. I ask DJ every question, like if I'm worried about something, if I need to learn something during the game, pitcher hitting and stuff, and just try to learn most possible things from DJ, and the best thing right now is really open with me. I mean, he's helped me a lot about everything, and I'm just really happy to have a really good relationship with DJ right now.
You could do worse than looking up to a player like DJ LeMahieu, but striking up that relationship and having the conversations with him, that's something different. And this is what Torres has to say about the details of the conversations he has with him about defense specifically.
Last year, during the quarantine, we talked, we have a lot of conversation about defense. And during the practice, and just try to learn. Always I ask question about hip, glove side, different size when he plays second base. And during this offseason, I call a few times DJ, and I'm just asking, I just wanna get better in the defensively. And he always told me a few things like, really helped me a lot, like motivation first, and position it during when I play in each position, and it was great. And now during the spring, I tell Boone and Mendy, I just want to practice every time with DJ. It's possible play every game with DJ, and just try to figure out to do the best duo in the infield, and the way helped me a lot to watch his routine and try to copy a little bit and try to get better. Like I said before, I just feel like it is my older brother, and the first couple months I just play a lot with him, and that is a way I feel like I know a little bit more his personality, and now he know a little bit more than myself. So we have the best conversation ever. We have the best relationship right now. And when DJ and myself talking about baseball, it's amazing. I just try to learn everything he know about the league, about everything we're talking about, and it's amazing. I mean, during the game, and just I say with DJ every at bat, every inning, every ground ball, and just asking what he see or what he fear, and that is the way I feel like I can improve my defense and get better every day.
part of the thing that you really like to see here is Torres seeking out help to become a better player. He's already a supreme talent. He could go out there on talent alone and be an all-star. He wants to take it up that extra notch. And you can tell, based on the way he's talking about what his conversations are like with DJ LeMahieu, he sees in LeMahieu a championship player. He sees in LeMahieu an accomplished player. And as his infield double play partner, he wants to just pick into that a little bit more with DJ LeMahieu. So it was interesting to hear the details of their friendship and their relationship. Now, you know that it's a little unusual for people of different backgrounds like this to get along so well sometimes. Gleyber Torres and DJ LeMahieu don't come from anywhere close to each other, but they have this bond right now. And I just asked Gleyber simply why he thought they got along so well.
I think baseball is the best answer right now. DJ is a really, really complete guy, and when DJ come into to our team, he's just wanna win games. So every year, I'm just try to figure out, like I said before, his personality, because he's a quiet guy. And I'm feel like I'm super excited. I'm just trying to put me in his way to figure out what he like and everything like that. And after that, we have really good relationship. Every time, I'm just trying to help each other. Sometimes I don't ask too much because maybe he feel tired about myself, but always he's tried to talk with me about everything, and it is amazing. I mean, right now, the every day, the best conversation we have, it is how figure out what we can do to do the best doing the infield on the year. Try to make every out possible and try to win games. That is a conversation every day right now.
It is kind of funny to hear Gleyber Torres describe how he's super excited and DJ LeMahieu doesn't say very much. It reminds me of that old Looney Tunes, Warner Brothers cartoon with Spike the Bulldog and the little chippy dog that's jumping up and down and is always excited and wants to be Spike's best friend. I kind of picture that as the Gleyber Torres-DJ LeMahieu dynamic. Whatever works for these guys is going to benefit the Yankees, because, you know, LeMahieu is a guy who, in the little we've gotten to know him, just seems to be a guy who is, what Torres says, all about winning, all about trying to be a better player. And if he's passing any of that on to Gleyber Torres, then, you know, the Yankees are in good hands. Remember, the Yankees are committed to LeMahieu for a while now, signing him in the offseason to the 6-year deal. Gleyber Torres is here, and he'll be one of these guys that you'll look to see. Will they be able to sign him out, you know, past free agency? We're still a few years away from having to worry about that, but these two together, especially if Torres can cement himself as a shortstop and, you know, be a more productive shortstop defensively, well, this could be the keystone combo for the Yankees for quite some time here. And it's fun to see that relationship building right now. And it's funny to hear Gleyber describe it the way he does. Something to look forward to as we get along this season, hear a little bit about that dynamic and maybe get LeMahieu's take on this the next time we talk to him. I want to remind you to check out WFAN's Baseball Insiders podcast for both the Yankees and the Mets. You can subscribe to them on your podcast platforms at radio.com or Apple Podcasts. Go to WFAN Baseball Insiders to subscribe, and you'll get Ed Coleman's Mets reports, my Yankees reports, delivered to you daily. Spring training is now less than 2 weeks to go. Opening day is a week from this coming Thursday. Roster decisions still to come. A lot of other things to iron out, like the rest of the rotation. More on that in the coming days for sure. Thank you for listening. I'm Sweeney Murdy.